Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a vinyl heat style mid-bass sequence for that floor-shaking old-school jungle and DNB vibe. The whole idea here is simple: the sub gives you the weight, the drums give you the impact, and the mid-bass gives you the attitude. That's the part people feel in the chest and in the room. And instead of just making a sound and looping it, we're going to make it move with automation, so it feels alive across the drop. Think of this as a two-layer system. We're going to keep the low end clean and mono with a dedicated sub, then build a gritty, resish mid-bass on top with filter motion, drive changes, and a bit of warning character. That gives you the classic pressure without turning the mix into mod. First, set your project tempo around 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot for a lot of jungle and old-school DNB energy. Drop in a breakbeat loop, or program a kick and snare foundation if you need one. You want the drums to feel active and alive, because in this style the bass has to dance around the break, not bulldoze over it. If you're using a simple kick and snare pattern, keep the snare landing on 2 and 4, or use a chopped break that still clearly carries that backbeat feel. The main thing is to leave room. Don't overcrowd the low end before the bass even enters. DNB already moves fast, so the arrangement needs space for everything to breathe. Now let's build the sublayer. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator and start from a clean sine wave. Keep it plain. No unison, no detune, no extra width. This layer is about solidity, not excitement. Write a simple MIDI part that follows the root notes of your bass movement. You can keep it stripped to just a few notes, maybe in a key like F minor, G minor, or D minor, depending on the vibe you want. For the envelope, keep the attack fast, almost immediate, and the release short to medium so the notes stay tight. If you want a bit more audibility on smaller speakers, add a saturator after operator with just a little drive, but keep the sub mono. If needed, use utility and set the width to 0. That sub should feel like the floor. Nothing fancy, just stable, centered low-end energy. Now create a second MIDI track and name it MID Bass. This is where the vinyl heat flavor lives. You can use Waveitable if you want more movement, or analog if you want something a little more classic and rounded. For this sound, start with two oscillators, both in a saw or saw square type of territory, with only a little detune. Don't go too wide. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, because we still want the bass to stay focused in the mix. Put a low pass filter on it and start with it fairly closed, somewhere in the low mid range. The trick is not the starting tone by itself. The trick is what happens when we automate it. Add a saturator after the synth and give it a moderate amount of drive. You can also try drum bus if you want a bit more attitude in the mids, but be careful not to cloud the sub. If the bass needs a slightly gritty, worn texture, a tiny touch of erosion can help give it that vinyl dust kind of edge. Just a little goes a long way here. Now write the MIDI phrase. Keep it short, rhythmic, and spacious. This style works best when the bass line leaves gaps for the break to speak. Don't fill every beat with notes. A few well-placed stabs will hit harder than a constant wall of bass. Try building an 8-bar phrase with a repeated motif. For example, bars 1 and 2 establish the groove, bars 3 and 4 add a small variation, bars 5 and 6 repeat it with a slightly different note length, and bars 7 and 8 give you a little turnaround or lift. That's enough to create movement without losing the old-school feel. A good approach is to stay rooted around one main note, then use a passing note or two for motion. If your track is in F minor, maybe F is your center, with brief movement to AB or G depending on the phrase. You're not trying to write a melody here. You're trying to create pressure. Now comes the key part. Automation. This is where the bass stops being just a loop and starts feeling like a proper sequence. In Ableton's arrangement view, automate the filter cutoff on the mid-bass so it opens gradually across the phrase. Start darker, then open it up a little by bar 3 or 5, and push it more in the last couple of bars. A nice range might be from around 180 Hz up to around 1.2 kHz over the 8 bars, depending on the patch. You don't have to hit those numbers exactly. Use them as a guide. Also, automate the saturator drive. Let it sit a little cleaner at the start, then bring in more grit as the phrase develops. That creates the feeling that the bass is waking up. It's a really effective old-school DNB trick. The tone evolves, the energy rises, and the drop keeps building without needing extra notes. If your synth has wave-eatable position, oscillator shape, or filter resonance, you can automate those too, but don't overdo it. In this style, a few intentional moves are stronger than a bunch of random ones. Think in phrases. The automation should feel like it's answering the drums. not just moving for the sake of movement. A really useful workflow trick is to group the mid-bass devices into an audio effect rack and map your most important controls to macros. For example, one macro for filter, one for drive, one for width or chorus amount, and one for texture like erosion. That way, you can move several things at once with one control. It keeps the process fast and makes it easier to revise later. If you want to add stereo movement, keep it very subtle and only above the low mids. Do not widen the sub, and don't smear the bass so much that it loses focus. In Jungle and DNB, the low end needs discipline. The room can feel big, but the foundation has to stay tight. Next, add sidechain compression to the mid-bass, keyed from the kick or your drum bus. You're not trying to create huge pumping EDM movement here. You just want separation. A little bit of gain reduction on the drum hits will help the break crack through and let the bass sit back, just enough. That makes the groove feel punchier and cleaner at the same time. If the mid-bass is fighting the sub, use EQ8 and high-pass the mid-layer gently somewhere around 70 to 110 Hz. Then clean up any muddy buildup in the low mids if needed, and tame any harshness that shows up when the filter opens. The goal is that the sub owns the deep low end, and the mid-bass owns the character. Now let's talk about arrangement, because this is where the tune starts to feel alive. Don't run the exact same bass energy the whole time. Give the phrase a journey. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are darker and more restrained. Then bars 5 to 8 open up a bit more and get a little dirtier. You can even mute a note or shorten the last hit before a transition to create tension. That tiny hole in the pattern can make the return feel huge. This is one of the most important ideas in old school jungle and DNB. Restraint creates pressure. You do not need to overplay the bass line to make it heavy. In fact, the best bass lines often feel heavy because they leave space. If you want to go a step further, resample the mid-bass to audio once the automation is feeling good. This is a great move in Ableton, because it lets you chop, reverse, and edit the bass like an audio performance instead of just MIDI. You can take a short tail, reverse it into a hit, cut out a beat, before a drop, or duplicate a phrase and pitch it slightly for a variation. That audio editing approach is very old school in spirit. It gives you that raw, hand-shaped energy that suits jungle and roller vibe so well. Before you call it done, do your mono check, put utility on the bass groups and make sure the sub is still centered and solid. Check that the mid-bass doesn't disappear or turn into phase soup when summed to mono. Then listen at a low volume. This is a huge test. If the bass line still reads clearly when quiet, it's probably working musically. If it only sounds big when it's loud, then the note placement or harmonic content probably needs more work. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the bass too wide below the low mids. Don't drown it in distortion, don't fill every gap in the break, and don't automate too many things at once. Keep it focused. Usually filter, drive, and maybe one movement control are enough to create a convincing evolving sequence. If you want to push the style even further, try two versions of the mid-bass. One darker and rounder for the main part of the drop, and one brighter or harsher for the second half. That way you can reuse the same MIDI but still create a sense of progression. You can also reserve the brightest version for the turnaround or final bar before the switch up, so it lands with more impact. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 170 BPM project. Add a breakbeat, make a simple mono sub and operator, create a mid-bass in wave eatable with modest unison, write an 8-bar sequence with at least a few gaps, automate filter and drive, sidechain it lightly, resample one part, and then check it in mono. The goal is to make it feel like a proper jungle drop, not just a loop with a bass line on top. So the formula is this: clean sub, moving mid-bass, phrase-based automation, tight space around the break, and enough grit to feel like worn vinyl energy. Keep the low end disciplined, let the bass evolve over time, and you'll get that floor-shaking old-school DNB pressure that sounds alive from the first hit to the last switch-up.